Speaking louder, standing taller, or even taking testosterone pills will not give your voice that rich, deep gravitas. This is down to resonance. The simple use of the voice to sound clearer, louder, and deeper without any extra effort, adding volume, or taking supplements. In this video, I'm going to run you through a 10-step system of change that can help you develop resonance. Are you ready? Let's begin. Step one, understanding what resonance is. Resonance is vibration and space. That's it. There's a term called the maximal resonant point, which I've heard online by some coaches as being your lowest pitch, but that's not true at all. This is a point in a person's vocal range where they use their vocal tract to create the most efficient, powerful, and amplified version of these vibrations with the least effort. Our vocal tract is adaptable, and we can change the shape of it in order to create higher notes, lower notes, but the most effective and efficient and resonant, which appears deep, is not necessarily our deepest note. Somebody might be a bodybuilder and they might have really big muscles, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're the strongest person, right? So it's the same with having a deep voice. You might have a healthy, rich, round and gravitas voice, but it's not the deepest voice you can create. And if you're aiming for a deep voice, quite often you're going to be forcing, pushing and actually limiting the resonance that you have. So resonance is what people receive as volume and depth, even though it might not be the lowest pitch, lowest note. Now let's go on to step two and actually listen to other people's voices. I've collected three people who I think have got resonant voices. They're not the same, but they all have something about their voice that really kind of just pops. And I want you to start recognizing the difference between a naturally deep voice, which not all of us can achieve, and one that's resonant, which is open to all of us.
You're like, right, 7 weeks ago, I was in this mood and I was...
Because I did a film with him in The Good German, which about 2.5 people saw, but they had been filming for 2 weeks and I literally...
We were on locations. By the time we finished, we were on a piece of grass out the back with a big stadium of lights because they could invent anything and put it around us.
You don't have to just use these examples. You can find it for yourself. But what I want you to do is understanding the difference. So when you're speaking with someone, or if you believe someone has a great voice, try and understand, are they forcing a deeper voice? Are they naturally deep? Or are they resonant? And I bet you these voices, these people that work on their voice, often have resonant voices and they are able to move up and down their register more freely. And that actually frees their voice and makes them feel more confident and actually resonates into the world. But now it's step three and we want to start experiencing this and feeling it for ourselves. The first thing to do is hum gently. Just normally, don't move it, don't do anything with it. I want you to just hum however feels natural to you right now. Notice where you feel it. Where do you feel it in your body? Is it in your chest? Is it in your throat? Do you feel it in your lips, your teeth? Do you feel it in your head, your neck? In your front of your jaw here? Where is it? Now, take your hand and also see if you can feel where you feel the vibrations on the outside. Without changing the note. This is where the phonation is happening. The actual vibrations are created here. So it's likely you will feel it there. But they do travel out. I'm feeling it a lot in my mouth. A bit in my head as well. A lot in the back. I feel it very strongly there. This is just a check, right? This is just a feel, both inside how you experience it, but also what you can feel from the outside. Now, this is without pushing, without any force. What we're going to do now for step four is to move the sound. Again, don't put any extra effort in. I just want you to go into different places. Wherever you are now, see if you can move it towards your lips. You might have to move your lips to help you do that, but can you move it into your nose? Can you move it into your head? You see, the note's going up, but I'm not trying to move the note up. That just happens when I try to move it around. You could probably stay the same and do that anyway. Can you move it to the back of your throat? How about low? I bet into your belly. Just that impetus of trying to move it around has already brought up different range, right? I'm not trying to change the note. It just seems to happen. And it might not happen for you. Okay, and that's fine. There's no right or wrong. This is just playing. But now we've tried to move it up in different places. Use your hand on the outside again. So if I'm going to move it to my lips, put your hand there. Feel it. Feel the vibrations. Put it into your nose. Hold on to your nose and then try and move it back down to your lips and see if the vibrations change. Can you move it into your head? Try and aim it to where your hand is. One way you might do this is to actually consider that this vibration is a little ball bouncing up and down. And so when you're moving it, you can imagine that ball bouncing up and down in a different place. Maybe in your head, maybe down here. Play with it. Move up and down. See where it goes. Can you feel it on the outside? Can you feel it on the inside? Can you feel those changes? Can you make your nose tingle? Can you make your belly wobble? See what you can do. This exploration is crucial in understanding resonance and actually being able to better use it and control it for your benefit. I'm going to take this into a different space now. You can stay where you are to watch this, or if you can go into another space, come with me. Okay, we're in the echoey room in the house now. So this is the toilet. I won't show you the toilet. This is all you need to see. So that resonates in this room as an extension of myself much more than oh, although that's pretty good as well. So that note seems to work in both octaves. Sound is made here, it's being created and like shaped in my mouth, but the room finishes it off. That creates the rest of the resonance, like a speaker, right, where we hear music from. Every room seems to have its own resonance, and if you're in an echoey space, it becomes an extension of your body, of your instrument. So the vibrations that you create will fill that room, and depending on the type of vibrations you're creating, you'll find that different spaces resonate better with your voice than others. Now, this is useful for public speakers to understand, because if you're in a huge auditorium, there's a lot of space to fill, right? And if you've got a microphone, that's one thing. But still, are the microphones filling the space? Or how long do you have to wait in between, you know, the feedback between you speaking and people receiving it before you need to speak again? There's a lot that goes into understanding what resonance can do for you, not just how the body works itself. Anyway, try it in different spaces and see what you have to change in order to fill that space. And remember, try to consider it as an extension of yourself, like an additional amplification to your speaker. And now, once you've done that, once you've had that play, we can go to step 5, which is playing with the intensity. Do not push. If at any point you feel any tension or strain in your neck or throat or shoulders, you're likely putting some pressure where it's not wanted or needed in your body. So I'd like you to perhaps first relax your belly, relax your shoulders, drop any, you know, tension away. But if you are experiencing some discomfort with this, I prefer before you go on with this and start putting effort in to actually watch this video here, because that's going to give you a nice warm up and help you understand a bit better about diaphragmic breathing and how to control the power source of your breath without putting strain into your neck and throat, okay? If you are still with me, make sure that your belly is relaxed. And you're going to control the volume, if you like, the movement of air, not from here at all from the diaphragm. So a good way to connect with that again is to do a few laughs, like ha 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 ha. You want this to be completely out of the way. It does nothing right now. Ha 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 ha. It's all coming from down here. Again, if you don't understand how to do this, watch this video. But I'm pretty sure if you're still watching, then you know, or you've watched that video and you're back here. So with that idea of ha 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 ha, pulling the diaphragm up, we can relax the belly, unlock our knees, make sure our feet are fair apart, you've got no tension in your shoulders, you're relaxed. And then hum again. You see, I've just added a little bit more. Not too much, but I'm very conscious that my diaphragm's doing some work. You have to keep this relaxed. But you can put a different pressure into your diaphragm that's going to just like add volume. So you are adding volume, but what I want you to do with that is actually experience what the vibrations are doing as you're adding that extra effort. Feel it from the outside too. I can actually feel it in my head now. And much more here. Do it gently. Go up and down in your range and add a little bit of extra effort, a little bit of extra effort each time in each place, just to see how it feels. You might find that you don't need that extra effort. And what would be more helpful was to make sure that you were topped up in the first place, which means taking more air in. Because rather than you pushing or putting effort in, your natural resonance will be most relaxed and probably find itself just by the way that your body manages to bring air to vocalize for you. Step six, moving on from that, because we don't always want to be conscious of how we're speaking or using a voice. We want it to somehow start to become something that's automatic. And the best way to start with that is connecting what we've just done, understanding, moving, being conscious on, you know, and deliberate about what we're doing with the humming and the voice. And now use imagery. Now, I like to use color because everyone's own opinion of what a color is will change and it's different, so it's unique to you. If I were to hum, and by creating that hum I'm creating a color, what am I doing? Well, for me, let's have a look. Blue. Maybe for me that's blue. Red, what would red be? For me, it's a bit more intense. There's more effort in it. It seemed to be a bit lower. I don't know how that happened. I didn't try to do it. That's just what I discovered from doing it. And this is what it is about to play. Yellow. Okay, so I naturally put in a softer tone there. I seem to have gone higher into my register. So that's just my impetus of using colour. You can try around with it. Try green, try purple, try the whole rainbow. But look, just think, if I were voicing a colour, what would that colour sound like? Don't judge yourself. Don't overthink it. Just do it. But the step on from that, step seven, is to add intentions. So rather than using colour as a stimulus, we can start to actually use actions, things that are very purposeful. And I guess for this, we'd need to start speaking. So I'm going to give you a sentence. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. This goes through many different shapes in the mouth for vowels. The first one I'm going to offer is to use your voice. Don't think about how you're doing it, but just think about doing it. To say this line as if I'm comforting someone or trying to calm them down or soothe them. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Now, the line itself isn't connected with the idea of soothing, and you probably wouldn't really ever say it that way, but it's just a impetus, right? It's just an idea. It's food to stop me thinking about what I'm doing and actively use my voice to do something with it. What happens is we sort of unconsciously stop judging ourselves and focus on what we're doing. And when the voice is ready and we've got out of our own way and it's warm and limber as it now is, we should find that that's the correct resonance for that tone. Connect more with how you're trying to affect the people you're speaking to, and your resonance will follow and it'll be there where it should, more dynamically and more accurately. Warning someone. Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech. Again, that was a bit like my red, wasn't it? Because now I'm warning someone, it became serious. There was more effort there. It was certainly more resonant. In fact, for me, it was deeper, but it wouldn't have to be deeper, right? It just so happened to be right for me. That had effort in it. There was volume, but I wasn't trying to pick up my voice. It came out naturally. It came out the way it did. And that's what we want to do, is get out of our own way so the voice can flow more resonantly, more freely. Flirting. I'll flirt with you. How's that? Through good tone, all not part must serve, and then shape fit speech. That was terrible flirting. If I come up to you in a bar, you're out of there. But, I mean, I never said I was good at flirting, but that's just my take on it. So what I would suggest here is my voice lightened then, right? And it did actually drop because I felt a bit of vocal fry. And that's more because I wasn't putting too much effort in. So it's interesting, our relaxed, like lower tones become more less energized and they can drop out a bit and we can get to vocal fry, which is not always optimal. But so hopefully that shows you that being lower doesn't necessarily make you more resonant. Because if I'm pushing down here, I end up just sounding stupid, right? Or like someone who's pretending to be something they're not. Opening up your fuller range by relaxing and focusing outwards will give you more resonance, therefore more confidence, therefore more gravitas, therefore just you'll be more believed. At this point, you've got to go back to something I should have started with, actually, but it's to reduce the tension. So now you've played with all these things, you want to make sure that all this focus hasn't brought any tension into your body. So think about your shoulders, your neck, your head, your jaw, your belly, is that still relaxed? Unlocking your knees and your feet, keeping them wide apart, not wide apart, but you know, hip width apart. If you feel any tension in your body, especially creeping up here, it's time to just let it go. Let it go. When you let go of trying to control your voice, it becomes freer. And when you do that, it becomes more resonant. And when you do that, it's clearer, more confident, and it has that depth. We're not all born with very thick vocal folds. Genetics plays a huge part in what we bring with our voice. But we've got a lot more dynamics than we're currently using. And so to add that colour and to be rich and healthy sounding, we want to be relaxed. We want to be able to just let go of tension and hold on to the intentions we mean when we speak. Try this.
Oh.
A yawn. This is a nice little exercise just to open up some of these spaces, like raising the soft palate, widening some of the areas, bringing your jaw down, moving your tongue out of the way. It opens up so many things, and it's just a nice way to limber, keep yourself limber. Because when you get these spaces less tense and more open, they will fluctuate between the size they need to be to make the intention right. So reflect on this. Reflect on what it is you're doing, what you've done today, how you can use intentions and actions and colour to make your voice more relaxed, therefore more resonant, therefore sounding more confident, more gravitas, more deeper when it's right. And lastly, step 10, track your progress. You need to know what you're doing, if it's working. So record yourself. Go into these spaces, different echo, different, you know, sizes. Test your voice in there. Make sure to check in that you're relaxed and you're playing. You're staying playful. You're staying calm. And record yourself. Put a microphone in there. Use your phone. Use your computer. Okay, they don't have all the deeper resonances on there, but you will hear a difference like you did in my videos at the beginning. And if you want this to be more structured, with actual exercises that will develop your resonance, come and visit my school. The link below and in the first comment, where I've started a community. It hosts all my courses. We have live weekly meetings and we're able to actually discuss and grow together as a group, improving each other, staying accountable for each other, and training all of these things, such as resonance and everything else that's on this channel. in one unified space. It's great. You can come along, first 7 days are free. Try it out. If you don't like it, see ya. If you do, you might want to stay. See you then.